Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We were talking off air quite a lot, you know, and we are talking about the issue of compromise in such a way that many people think when you compromise, bau jisitse, you know. They would think there's something
doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Yeah. And others have learned this thing. My second point is that others have learned this thing from their own families by the manner in which their parents are treating each other.
Yes.
Number three, others have gone on to actually perpetuate it even further in their own marriages.
Yes.
You know, and the adverse effects also are that for girls who would grow to become wives, if the man does not treat them in a way that they used to see their father treating their mother, they wouldn't feel that they are being loved. And if their father was always yelling at the mother, ukukai, ukukai nakwe, ing, 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 and then the mother would tell the kids, say, no, he's not abusing me. Unali jealous or maybe in kaba somewhere else. Happy one rata. They think it's love. They think it's love. And so they get married to this sweet konyana she mpo wabatu. They get married to this guy called mpo. Ui didi maletsi or em sadiwaka. Ah, upila jang. Wow, unkamunati jang. And then tatai nasadi etidilo te. Tatai nelumutor. King bianunga uitasite. And would be speaking so arrogantly. And you don't do that. They think you don't love them. With the male boys, the issue would be, as they grow to become men, they start to emulate what they seen their fathers treating their wives as. And they treat them. Yes, they would treat
them.
Absolutely. If they heard their father saying, they are going to tell it to their wives. You see, and if in the family there was no equality, even if it is by the woman, you know, acting so superior to her husband, those who grow up and see these things, if they are girls, they're going to think, okay, this is the way, this is the way to control a man. So they would not go to a compromise of saying, let me hear him out and stuff. They will just come out with straight dominance. It's my way or the highway.
Dominance. You
know? Yeah. It's my way or the highway.
It's
yes, Lou.
It's so freaking scary in that I see the union is broken down naturally. But it's mostly painting in the pool of evasions or not even of lies, basically. Our interpretations are not correct. They are not proper. So that page is perpetuated and it continues because we don't want to rethink and apply new standards or proper, not even new, proper standards. This woman is not an animal. This man is not an idiot. We agree, okay, everybody stay at home, dad. We're not agreeing for it. We're not advocating for it per se.
Yeah.
But when that decision, like, I cannot be a whatever senior manager on employment equity and not want to understand how the laws have changed. And they changed mostly in favor of these women. So the environment is permissible for continuity. So result as an application really to nalo and horu my life. When I okaro or qualify a kamole nakitawa kamon nal support you come to catching some attire, you know? But let's agree on the rules and the nature's compromise. If kids are my day, kachaisaki kodo yampulaya mauto or luto or lutoho, it's not a laughing matter. It's a growing matter to say, now that the shataka is the holy one, how are we going to carry things and move forward?
Yeah.
And we look at challenges as enemies. Challenges are there to be conquered. I say bo Goliath ka fela. If ke Goliath ga gona taba gona le letlapa le wa le ke molayang. You know?
Yes.
So let's approach life challenges to say together we'll solve this. We tend to label each other negatively. Mm. And therefore, compromise doesn't quite happen. If what would be your nature of compromise?
Yeah.
Do you become the extra foot? Do you become a couch to help you walk across? Mm. So we don't talk about those things. Life happens. Mm. And if that life happens for Lona Lilibabe, what's the point of compromise? What will they be? Then the result was the taxi at some point. Does that reduce me, the one in marriage, onyetu 4x4 yaka or onyetu taxi? Or taxi or onyetu na?
Hey, well. Hey, happy babangba banyetu 4x4 man. So her 4x4 it's amaya. Le bona ba tsamaya.
O latela.
Le wena wa tsamaya. Hey, if the 4x4 is gone, you are also gone. And that is where the problem is. You know, I've seen in many instances another factor, and that is when someone fails to understand the power of compromise. They basically compel the other spouse to run on automation, you know, on autopilot, because you are not there to co-pilot with them.
You sponsor the wrong ideas, Maro.
Mputse mo.
How do you rob that bank, Wabo? So, because the standards are not compromising, we cannot say, for 6 weeks, we save 5 rand a week. We write another 4x4. Things happen. If none of you can go to Parliament to change or affirmative action, none of you can change certain things. None of us could talk to the state of disaster about COVID. So many people lost. Who could have approached the person and then said, to tell them a state of emergency or something? And then, as a spouse, I get to suffer. And not to suffer like that, I don't get reduced by the fact that people say, I can't make it. So, Rona, our challenge is reduces the other. And compromising is understanding that our circumstances have changed today, but we can still build together. So instead of cheese elangata, it's terita ra matering rama, wabo. Arsaka slice some two seron, I never sat a lady into the sham sham telism nato.
Tengata tail.
Wabo. So that's the nature of compromise. That says we are building together. We are correcting together. We're supporting each other. We walk the path of healing. Healing is a process. You high accident, for you to recover, it's a process. For one of us to recover. And I was in an entity, the caregivers, the cancer patients, because they recognize the effect it has on the caregivers themselves. So psychologically, you have to strengthen the caregivers themselves. They are not saying doing away with the person on this diagnosis is difficult. But to say, how do you make them have the capacity to see you through the difficult path? So to be a compromiser, to have a good marriage, is to say you can compromise by learning new mechanics. You learn new things. To say, so that's compromising. It cannot always be your comfort. It's about our comfort, our functionality. How do we function moving forward?
You know, much of the times also we see people go to an extent, and there are these extents wanting the approval of your peers. When someone buys a car, they start having friends that have cars. Né? When someone gets married, they start having friends that are married, and they compare, you know. And with men, they basically, the other one, they would be asking, how do you get your wife in line like this, you know? And then when they say in line, it means they have been looking and saw that your wife perhaps maybe, you know, appreciates you, likes you so much and all that, and respects you and calls you Lord and all those things. And they start to actually want that to happen. And they go to their house, man, and they start, you know, talking so bad to that woman and saying to her, look, from now on you call me Lord. And they ask, why? Ray's wife, she calls him Lord, you know. And you don't know how that came about, you know. And they start to compare. And some of the things that work in someone's marriage are not necessarily going to work in somebody's marriage. What's your take?
If you take cut and paste,
yeah.
That's what you tend to do. What applies in my home must apply in your home. And I think right now we're trying to transform the world in many forms, in many ways.
Mm.
To say the old things no longer work. Today we can vote. Whether we vote for party A or B, there was a time when we couldn't vote.
Mm.
So things change. We're living in a world of transformative politically and socially.
Mm.
You know? But we are not so attuned to progress. And progress would mean, can I see you as my spouse? And can I get treatment? Or can I get treatment? You can get treatment like this.
And that
always is attached to counseling. How are we going to do this? And the biggest killer is stress.
Yeah.
So if I'm pressured, going through emotionally and psychologically, then who do I become? What do I become? And what does a home become? Purely because none of us are trying to say, how can we help each other?
Yeah.
How do we compromise where? And my compromising is purely to find more information about the new change. Every change has information on how to cope with the changes. Then that would be my point of compromise. So the problem we have, we don't want to compromise. We're rigid. We are always rigid. Change is always happening. Change always occurs. But when change occurs, we want to, you know, but suddenly the standard circle next door is relevant for our home.
Hey. Now, when we come back, okay. No, go on. Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry. What's killing us? Rigid. You know that tree, the wind blows, né? And there's a tree, it bends, it follows the wind. And the roots, then the roots, they are so small, but they grow together. So baba rooted, the tree bar rooted. And honali, the trees that are so rigid, when the wind blows, they get uprooted.
Yeah.
So can we please not be uprooted by the dynamics, by the winds that are blowing in our marriages?
Yeah, we really need to work on this. When we come back, I'd like us to touch more on the issue of what needs to be done then. You know, people come, they've gone into their extremes, and what needs to be done when things are like that.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave. I'm talking to Mulebuheng Rapetswa. We are talking about the power of compromise for the sake of a happy marriage. And much of the things that you would also read, especially on the podcast, would be concessions that couples make in order to have a blissful marriage, and dangers of a lack of compromise in a marriage. And some are acculturations emanating from a lack of compromise, you know, just because the other one is weak physically compared to the other and chooses to be quiet, or just because the other one is not noisy as the other one and chooses to be quiet. It does not mean that then you can get away with the aspect of not compromising. You are, as Mulebeng has spoken about, hand grenades, but here you are creating an atom bomb. One time, the marriage will just explode, and this person will explode. Now, they are telling you quite clearly that you must stop this thing, Yahuwa Dimisanagawa's pipe. And they are telling you, no, bau phoneela, or no, bau phoneela, baru meeting one abo na or atlo yadi makamo jarating. Akir ne. Now, twanti we na uye wilo ilata. Waibo na ne. Now, you know that it does not make your spouse happy. Stop borrowing them. Even though you're saying, I'm trying to be humane, stop borrowing them.
At what expense? No, you mean at whose expense?
At whose expense? Why, one? And then if you see, and in this case, let's take it out of figurative or into the figurative. The other aspect of Huadima Hospipe, you'd find that it is a person who has been a sexual partner of your spouse for quite some time. You didn't know it. And now you know it. You didn't know it, and now you know it. And they go about bragging about it. You see it on Facebook and all that. And now they send their son to come and say, "Get rid of my house pipe."
The thing is, how much what's the word I'm looking for? How much do we bring down our spouses? That behavior, that's a negative. What's the portrait image or family image? What are the standards we want to uphold? What are the standards that our family should know? When you start behaving like this, you're taking away safety as well. You are not safe. So, since I refer back to the master key, or what Bakhana would have been a good idea again. Babono phone, I will like Eritrean and Nalio Latin Chiso. Back in. So baboni another way, but like babunyela party, back in the underground, back on hotola sebasibatam. They are there to eat, not to build. They are there to mess up. So mara wena basa entry point, basa or babon sa horno kenangkam. Halika street is a highway rich. So what are you compromising? Because compromises setting takes a long hore. The family doesn't want to be part of, your spouse doesn't want to be part of, but they find themselves in a situation that have no choice.
Yeah.
For the sake of my family, for the sake of my marriage. So suddenly we are so compromised that you want to hold on to this title, and Mr. So-and-so and Mr. So-and-so can eat.
Hey.
But the marriage is not giving you the benefits. You're not reaping anything good. So, why not linyale thing for the NEP, for insurance policies? What's happening? Because marriage, by definition, is not that one. One of us is going to be compromised, or one of us is going to sweep the floor for the other. One of us is not, his job is not a slave who makes efforts to put smiles on our faces and serve us.
Yeah.
And by serve, like, I love serving my kids as well. Because it's not flavor. It's more my way of communicating kindness, love, and expressing it, you know? So what are we teaching our kids? What are we expressing as love? How are we coaching it? When they see us, babona lerato na.
What do they see?
Or do they see the point of compromise? Erong, papa write ka olo apparent 13 centimeters. You know, go over kamno akeka na ko. Papa Sapara the skinny jeans, you know. Papa wear kuntums at midnight. It's become a standard. So we're creating standards. And we're making standards. Either we can tolerate them or we accept them. Mm. So we're creating an environment. We're creating those standards. And a compeller, kidnapper our families, our spouses, because rabba kidnapper put them into the dungeon, escape. Because now I won't compromise. So my standards are when I was in that dungeon, Nike is a haki batoja, Kerubala haki bato robala, Kerubala lok batam rubala lena. So we're rewiring. Re-engineering marriages, rewriting marriages. To say, to compromise like this, oh, what? You come home early for supper every day. I win. Yeah, it's great.
Aye, that's sad.
It's not a male standard. Because so our men don't think they should build families. Mm. They're here to take. Mm. Our women also, it's a new thing as well. Like I would hear about it, some young people in another atmosphere, to say there's a place they would go to be with older women.
Eish.
So it's become a standard. Mm. So I will not even blame Banna or Basadi person. All I'm saying is a standard. It's very homogeneous on its own. But it's growing. It's getting fatter and fatter. These standards are regarding sharing khakhosas you are supper ka 7 go SFM di supper. Seli supper ya me le bana ba 3 fela ba 2 ba potla fika tshela di rebele di jo tsa gagwe go microwave. But then even women do that. And that is made possible by the laws, Sernalington. Not the biblical laws, not the God laws. The whole thing has changed. And compromise is in the center of the changes. So compromise can be a fertilizer for a good marriage.
Absolutely.
But the way Rasangati, we're living a life and in marriages doesn't fertilize. Instead, kiri weeds, zahula. So let's call it what it is. This weed in your heart, your pride, your in. That's exactly what it is, a weed, not a flower. Let's treat it like a weed and unplug it and unearth it. Remove the weeds.
Otswe modilong. Otswe modilong. Hey.
Hey.
Vanna. Hi. Okay, go on.
Writing a script.
Mm.
To compromise is saying you're communicating love.
Yes.
You're communicating care.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're communicating respect. Because compromise is also a sign of respect. It says you are respecting the person. You are not taking them for granted. And you appreciate who they are to you, and you value them, and they hold a place of authority in your life. If that is not the case, it becomes a mess instead of a marriage. Yeah. When we come back, the final thoughts. Yeah. When we come back, the final thoughts.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DSTV Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607. Siyatholakala Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Media Wave. Let's come to the final thought of the matter. Look, there is a danger when there's a lack of compromise between the two in a marriage. And there is an easy acculturation of norms that are improper.
Absolutely.
Which would depress the other or oppress the other. And if concessions are not made, compromise becomes an impossibility. It can't happen. And as believers, we are therefore challenged to actually sit and ponder as to what needs to be done. And then I said before we went to a break that compromise is a sign of respect.
Absolutely.
Any marriage that lacks respect is not a marriage at all. It's a war zone. I love the point that you brought across to say we need to elaborate more on respect. Respect does not mean that you lord over a person. Because the very same word tells you and me to see others as better than ourselves. So I should see my wife as better than me.
Yeah.
And we need to understand this. That if there is no respect, there won't be pure boundaries in the marriage. If there's respect, there's the honor of human dignity. And if
human
one knows
dignity.
The observance of the authority of marriage, you know, and the fulfilling of the norms of propriety within the marriage, then that marriage will work. Because that marriage has set goals, has norms, has values, has instructions, and there's authority. Yeah, and there's authority. Both husband and wife are under the authority of matrimony. And they should be able to act accordingly, to do accordingly. And this they should do willingly and lovingly. Secondly, there must always be the notion of hearing each other out, so that if I am becoming extreme on what excites me, I should always be brought on check when I hear your response, and vice versa. It should be that
and
way.
And allow the response.
Yes.
I need to give you permission to respond.
Yes, and basically, it should not be a permission. It's a right. You know,
I should be open to allowing your input.
Absolutely. You know, you should be able to bring this across. What comes to mind?
It's a very intricate and not supposed to be so intricate. Compromise is a romantic word that we use to say, for things to work out, you must be compromising. This will last you forever.
Yeah.
But we don't go with the compromising, ailing emotional, ailing entangled in our heart. It has to be unfolded from the heart. Because it's a free gift of love to your spouse.
Yes.
So you need to communicate it freely.
Yeah.
Not according to standards that you had no hand in designing or rewriting or writing. They are not godly standards. They are societal standards.
Yeah.
And the world transforms. So our challenges today are not the challenges working David delivered Solomon had. The world has changed so much. So somebody said iPhone, somebody said they were telling me about Romela labor. So let's make people, where are the points of compromises? The world is compromising everything, but what can I open, let into my home? So, Rona Rinka, literally, Sakwale, Ridikene, Kamuntu, that extreme compromising.
Yeah.
That says this person is not important. So, we're taking the things we see on TV, we read on magazines and so forth, we apply them at home. They are not necessary. In other words, this woman, this man is not visible, not important. I will not consider them. That's why I will not change certain things coming through. For this person's comfort.
Yo.
I love this. Oh, so I claim to love this person, but my heart is not loving. Because I standards. I can from the door and set my dinner.
Imagine.
So we need to reword this respect, because some respect, at least, we'll see that
intentionally misinterpreted. Sure.
So, and we blame it on culture. No, this is what being in my culture says a woman must do this. So we blame everything on culture. You know, so we fail to see evil because we're trying to go to the crawl, rebalidi homo. And then you end up accepting everything because let's not our society define our marriages.
Yeah.
This is what's basically happening. The societal situation has a code, a banal PIN number. They define what's happening in the house.
It's a sad thing.
Protect our homes? Can we please protect our homes? Whether it's your house type, because something is a garden. We understand that's a very beautiful thing to do, to water your garden. But it doesn't mean you need my hose pipe to water your garden.
Absolutely.
So some of these standards don't make sense. Like the argument, women are more than men, therefore it means a man should have more than one woman. We rationalize what shouldn't be rationalized. And we mustn't fool ourselves by thinking we're reasoning when we are cruel. We are slave masters in our own home.
Yeah, it's quite sad. Lebu, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time. And how do people connect with you?
Yes, please, through my cell phone. I'm on WhatsApp, by the way. 079-214-0176.
Thank you so much. We talk again the coming week. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Pastor. Blessings to you and our listeners as well.
Shalom. Thank you so much for listening. We give the Father the glory, the majesty, the honor. By His Holy Spirit, He guides us into all truth. Have a lovely night. Shalom.
Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.